This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Home Ministry informs monsoon-induced disaster so far has affected 50 districts, leaving 41 dead. Luminous rock confiscated from Gorkha confirmed to be quartz crystal weighing over 52 kilograms. And wildfires kill 6 on Hawaii's Maui Island as strong winds fan flames. Now, the news in detail. With the onset of the monsoon on 14th of June, the monsoon-induced disaster has so far affected 50 districts of the country. According to the Home Ministry, as many as 41 people so far have died and 31 disappeared in the monsoon-induced disaster, including floods and landslides. Home Ministry's Disaster and Conflict Management Division Chief, Joint Secretary Mahadev Pantha, informed that at least 55 people were injured in the incidents of natural calamities in the districts. According to him, loss of lives has been reported in 20 out of 50 disaster-hit districts. As per the database of the ministry, 55 people from 28 districts have sustained injuries. In the incidents, a total of 130 houses were completely damaged, while 193 houses were partially damaged. A huge loss of lives and properties was reported in the eastern districts of Nepal, districts including Panchthar, Sankhua Sabha and Taplejung. Some districts have yet to witness rainfall in the monsoon. Meanwhile, the Madhya Province government yesterday decided to provide 1 million rupees to carry out relief and rescue operations in 8 districts of the province. A meeting of the Province Disaster Management Executive Committee, presided by Province Minister for Home, Communications and Law, Muhammad Samim, decided to provide the money to render the relief to the flood and inundation survivors. Minister Samim informed that the province decided to immediately send relief amounts to the district administration office in all 8 districts to purchase relief and rescue materials. The meeting also discussed the measures to make relief and rescue work effective and establish well coordination among security agencies and stakeholders. The incessant rain for the past couple of days has affected normal life in Madhya province. A signing rock that was confiscated from Sati people of Gorkha Municipality 7 on June 29th has been confirmed as a sizable quartz crystal. A specialized squad from the Department of Mines and Geology confirmed the composition of the rock and found it to be quartz crystal after 2-day rigorous assessment. According to team member geologist Dr. Susmita Bhandari, the team has submitted a report to the District Administration Office, Gorkha. Gemstones are categorized into 10 groups based on the nature of their hardness, and the quartz crystal belongs to the 7th number, while the diamond falls under the 10th category. The team also measured the rock by assessing it from various technical aspects. During the test, it was measured at 52 kilograms, 330 grams. As the geologist Bhandari said, it is rare to find such a sizable single piece of quartz crystal in its natural state. Quartz crystal is used in decorative items and ornaments, and it is partially used in radio transmitters, computers, watches and other electronic devices. Various organizations in Gorkha have demanded that the rock be placed in the local Gorkhkali or Gorakhnath temple. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has honored a social activist of Nepal, Saraswati Nepali, with the Global Anti-Racism Champions GARC Award 2023 yesterday. At a program organized at the United States Department of State, it was shared that the award was conferred on Saraswati in recognition of her 2-decade-plus advocacy for the human rights of excluded groups, the poor, and the people with disability in Nepal, reads a statement issued by the State Department. Saraswati has been pitching for the rights of the marginalized communities in Nepal, and numerous Dalit families of rural western districts of Nepal have obtained legal rights over land ownership as a result of her efforts. Saraswati is the first Nepali to receive this award presented by the U.S. Department of State. Similarly, social activists from Tunisia, Bangladesh, Brazil, Moldova, and Peru were also honored with the award along with Saraswati. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Raging wildfires fanned by hurricane winds have devastated the historic town of Lahaina on Hawaii's island of Maui. Officials said at least 6 people were killed in Maui County. Maui's hospital system has been overwhelmed with burned patients and people suffering from smoke inhalation. There were reports early yesterday that some people jumped into the ocean to escape the fast-moving flames. The U.S. Coast Guard said it rescued at least a dozen people from the water. Officials said it is still difficult to determine the true extent of the damage on Maui and have warned the death toll may rise. Around 2,100 people have been displaced. The National Weather Service said the flames were fanned by Hurricane Dora, which passed Hawaii at a distance but brought with it gusts of above 97 kilometers per hour, coupled with low humidity levels. The Russian Defense Ministry has said their forces took down more than a dozen Ukrainian drones flying towards the capital Moscow and the city of Sevastopol in the annexed Crimean Peninsula. The attack on Moscow today is the latest in a series of Ukrainian drone raids deep inside Russian territory. The Russian Defense Ministry said in a statement that 2 drones flying in the direction of the city of Moscow were destroyed, while 11 others were brought down near the city of Sevastopol. There was no immediate comment from Ukraine. Ukrainian air attacks inside Russia have increased since the first reported drone attack against the Kremlin was averted in early May. Civilian areas of the city were the focus of drone attacks later in May, and a Moscow business district was targeted twice in 3 days earlier this month. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned last month that war was coming to Russia, with the country's symbolic centers and military bases becoming targets. Russia has also launched thousands of long-range drone strikes on Ukraine throughout the war, often striking civilian targets far from the front lines. Outgoing Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso has declared a countrywide state of an emergency for 60 days in response to the killing of presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio at a campaign rally in the capital Quito. 59-year-old Villavicencio, a vocal critic of corruption and organized crime, was killed at the campaign event yesterday amid a surge in violence in the Andean nation blamed on drug traffickers. Local media reported some 30 shots had been fired at an event in the north of Quito. The Attorney General's office said one suspect in the crime later died of the injuries sustained in a shootout. The violence injured 9 other people, including a candidate for the legislature and 2 police officers. The office later said it had arrested 6 people so far in connection with the crime during raids in Quito. Villavicencio was one of the 8 presidential candidates registered to stand in the elections scheduled for August 20th. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, and at a few places of Kosi and Madhes province. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at 1 or 2 places in Kosi, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of Lumbini province and in a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at 1 or 2 places in Kosi, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29 degrees Celsius with 6.5 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Ministry informs monsoon-induced disaster so far has affected 50 districts, leaving 41 dead. Luminous rock confiscated from Gorkha confirmed to be quartz crystal weighing over 52 kilograms. And wildfires killed 6 on Hawaii's Maui Island as strong winds fanned flames. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.